Right now, we're joined on the air by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.com, their website if you want information about upcoming events, some of which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But Anna joins us after a very busy month, which included the National NAACP Conference. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, so the National Conference, what were the key themes this year?
Yeah, it was in San Antonio, so we think we're hot. This is being San Antonio, Texas. The theme for the conference this year was Defeat Hate, Vote. So we've talked about it a number of times on this show, and really had a kind of a star-studded cast of folks from a number of different organizations. Tom Steyer was there with, you know, his national campaign, as well as a number of other folks who are working, again, to get folks educated and turnout for the November 6th midterm elections. So a lot of emphasis on, one of the slogans that someone said that really resonated with me is there's no blue wave, only blue work. And so we're taking that to heart here locally. You know, we're a nonpartisan organization. We only vote our issues and not any particular party. And so our goals are really three between now and the election. And it really leverages the theme of the conference. One is voter registration. So with all of the gerrymandering and the things that we faced here in North Carolina, making sure that you're registered if you've moved lately, making sure that you update your registration. And I'm always surprised at the number of people who aren't registered. So first phase is registration, of course. Along with that is voter education, particularly in North Carolina this year with the six amendments to the Constitution that have been proposed, and also the late night maneuvering that took place in the latest special session last week, where the legislators decided to undo their own process of having a commission write the amendments for the ballot. And so people are, and really the outcome and the objective of that was to make the wording and on the amendments less clear. And so really wanting to do a campaign with people to make sure folks are educated on the issues. And we're really at a point where it's any time you have six amendments proposed with no public input in a very short period of time, the process itself seems to delegitimize the output. And so we're wanting to make sure folks are educated on those constitutional amendments. So registration, education, and then the last part is really participation, and that's in two parts. One is early voting, encourage as many people to vote early. I think if there's going to be a problem with your registration or if there's going to be a challenge, you get an opportunity to have a do-over and get your ballot counted. So really urging people in terms of participation to vote early. And also to get to the polls. Our personal challenge that we have for our members, and really for anybody that's listening, if you're concerned about issues, if you have things that you want to see changed, the way to defeat hate is to vote. And so we're encouraging people to take 10 people with them or to call 10 people on election day. That's something, it's a small thing that everyone can do, just a text, a phone call, an Instagram, have you voted? Do you need a ride to vote? But if everyone who has concerns makes a personal pledge to contact 10 other folks on election day or leading up to election day, that helps tremendously in terms of participation. So three aspects, really leveraging off the national convention. One, registration, two, education, and then three, participation. And that's something that everyone can do.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website. So with all of that in mind, upcoming events that people want to know about.
So upcoming events this Wednesday, if you're interested in working on the voter registration piece at First Baptist Church on Wednesday, August 1st, tomorrow, you can come and get trained on how to do voter registration, and that happens tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 at First Baptist Church on North Robertson Street. And that's an open event if you're interested in getting trained. So tomorrow you can come and be a part of the process. Saturday is our regular branch meeting, and of course we invite everyone to come join us there. We're actually going to have a special guest this week from the town of Carborough that's going to talk about their affordable housing increase that where they're allocating funds to affordable housing. So we're going to have someone come there and talk about that on Saturday. That our meeting is the first Saturday of every month at Rogers Road Community Center beginning at 1 o'clock, and no matter what we do, we're out of there by 3, so it's a 2-hour time block, and we have a lot of information that we're anxious to share with people. Otherwise, we're looking to have a town hall on September 20th, I believe, is the date where we're talking about fees and how those fees impact folks financially in when they do have a situation with the criminal justice system. So that'll be at Chapel Hill Town Hall. So lots of opportunities to get informed as well as to get involved. So we're looking forward to folks joining with us in this effort to make sure that everyone understands the issues and votes their conscience.
And again, Election Day coming up in just a little bit more than 3 months. So we're
starting
to hit in
98 days.
Hit that season. So get online and visit Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more info. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.